Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now to talk NBA drama from the undefeated Jerry Bimbry. What's up, Jerry?
What's up, Rob? How's it doing
today? Doing all right. I'm doing better than they are in Cleveland right now. They had to be wondering what in the world is going on with our franchise. We've just been in three consecutive NBA finals, and our second best player, and that's no slight to him because he's second best to the greatest player in the world, doesn't want to play here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. There was a point in the series against Boston in the conference finals where Kyrie had heaped, after one of the games, heaped so much praise on LeBron about what a great competitor he was. And there was one point where he grabbed LeBron on the bench and kind of shook him and said, just soak in this moment. You're just such a great athlete. And everything that's evolved in the last week has been really shocking to me. I thought Kyrie was content. I thought anytime that you go to the NBA Finals for three straight times and win one, and you have a chance to go next year, that you would be really happy, and come to realize that he doesn't want to be the sidekick to LeBron James. You know what? There are worse jobs you can have in the NBA than being a sidekick to LeBron James. So, and on one hand, I don't understand. On the other hand, I think that since LeBron can get out of his deal next year and leave, that Kyrie might feel like I'm stuck in Cleveland by myself, and it's time to be proactive and get out now. So I can understand that part of it. But when you put on your list of teams you want to go to, the New York Knicks, that's one of the four teams you like to go to, I just don't understand that part at all. I mean, you must really want your home team to want to leave Cleveland and a chance for a championship to go to New York and a chance to sit out the playoffs every year.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I'm a Knicks fan. I'd love to see him in blue and orange, but I don't know what he's thinking. But how did this go so wrong so quickly? Like, first of all, there was, you know, Kevin Love was on the table, and then now it's Kyrie wants out because he wants to play LeBron. And LeBron's camp, according to Stephen A. Smith, it says he wants to kick his ass if he was in front of him. Like, how did this get so bad so quickly? Or has it been this way?
There have been a couple of deals in the offseason that have been proposed. You know, Cleveland has been trying to get their team better. And so they were interested in Paul George, among other players. And Kyrie Irving's name was occasionally thrown out there as trade bait. So perhaps he got upset about that, you know, the team that he figures he brings so much value to would tempt other teams and use him as trade bait. But even when LeBron came back to Cleveland and Kyrie was already there, there was some friction between the two because, you know, Kyrie had come to the Cavaliers thinking this was going to be his own organization. And he feels like he wants to shine as an individual and that LeBron is keeping him away from that. Now, Kyrie still averaged, 25 points a game last year. So he had a stellar year, had a stellar postseason, is, in my mind, one of the best point guards in the NBA. He's very clutch. But I guess it's a situation where he just wants to be the man, and he wants to go out there and maybe average 30 points a game. He wants to go out there and maybe be in an MVP conversation, and he's not going to get that as long as he's playing with LeBron James. So that, in my mind, that's the only reason I can give why he would want to leave.
Here with Jerry Bimbry from the Undefeated. See, I don't get the hypocrisy of NBA fans because I've been checking, reading this stuff, following them on social media. Okay, a year ago we criticized. We beat Kevin Durant up, and I don't mean we as in me because I did not. Because Kevin Durant wanted to leave a team that was his, or at least part his, to go and join a super team to win an NBA final, mm-hmm. an NBA championship. Now we criticize Kyrie Irving because he wants to leave Cleveland to go somewhere and try to build something. We're critical regardless. I mean, here's a man that says, I want to go and be the man, even at the risk, at the sake of going to the New York Knicks, a team that doesn't go to the playoffs, to say that I built that. But at the same time, you criticize Kevin Durant. I mean, what do NBA fans want?
Yeah, I don't know, Rob. And, you know, not only fans, but the media as well. And I won't criticize the guy. I mean, you know, he's leaving a very comfortable place in Cleveland if he does, in fact, go to a team that's rebuilding if he goes to New York, or you know, a team that's further advanced if he goes to Minnesota, which is also on his list.
I would love to see him in Minnesota.
And I mean, him going to Minnesota would be great.
Yeah,
it would be just such an array of young talent on that team. But anytime you go to the West, you still risk not going to the NBA Finals as long as the Golden State Warriors are a healthy team. So that's problematic right there. But, hey, you know what? It's a situation where you go where you feel most comfortable. And, you know, it shows the mindset of him. Kyrie's mindset is different than Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson appears content to be a third or fourth fiddle with the Golden State Warriors, even though he can go to another team and be a man and score more points and get more acclaim. But Kyrie's a little different, though. And Kyrie might be realizing right now that we've gone as far as we can go. We can get to the NBA Finals again in Cleveland, but chances are we're not going to win with all the super teams being built up in the Western Conference.
And guys, what if this is all about the drama that's going on in Cleveland also? Maybe he knows more about the drama than any of us know.
You know, it's drama with the GM situation.
Yeah.
You know, Kyrie was in a situation where he was being floated around in trades where, you know, the former GM had left the Cavaliers and he was still trying to find a replacement. You know, there was a reported story that Kyrie was upset that LeBron's boys gets to ride on the team plane, but his boys don't. And so there's probably more drama than just I want to go. And Kyrie, there was a report that said that his people think that LeBron James people leaked this story and leaked all the details about this story. And you go to ESPN.com a couple days ago, you can see all the details involved. So, you know, I just don't see a scenario where these guys can come back in October and play together. So you would think that the Cavaliers would have to do something really quick to make that trade to get Kyrie out, because it would not be a perfect situation in Cleveland if Kyrie and LeBron were teammates again this coming season.
Hey, quickly, who do you think now with the Rockets making one of the best backcourts in the game now, are they up there? Are they as good as the Warriors' backcourt now? The Wizards, are they better than the Wizards' backcourt? What do you think of the move they made?
I think they could be as good as the Wizards, but I think the Warriors in a different league.
Yeah.
I just don't think, as long as they have their help, I don't think there's anything that anybody in the league can do right now. You can put any kind of super team together right now, and I don't think you're going to match what the Warriors have. Not only is it a collection of talent in Golden State, it's a collection of buying into a system.
Yep.
They play such an unselfish game. I think that really puts them over the top.
They're like the anti-Cavaliers.
Absolutely. And, I mean, the Cavaliers is a lot of one-on-one balls. LeBron bringing it up the court. And it's probably another thing that Kyrie has is that he's the point guard, but LeBron is the point forward on that team. And so probably on 40% of the possessions, LeBron is handling the offense, and he's dictating the offense. And then it's a lot of one-on-one ball that evolves. So, yeah, I think that the Warriors are a league apart in just having teamwork. And I don't think any other team in the NBA can match that. I don't think the Rockets can match that. And I just still think that this is the Warriors' championship to lose. They have to – if they have an injury, they possibly can lose it. But I don't think the way they played last year, staying injury-free, I still think they're the team to beat.
Jerry Bembry, the undefeated, always – love having you on, Jerry. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Robin, you guys take it easy.
Thank you.
Me too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.